Bible this morning, turn to James chapter 2. Glad to have each one of you here. Amen. In James chapter 2, in your Bible, in verse 23, one tremendous verse of scripture. In verse 22, the Bible said, "Seeing thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works that his faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. He was called the friend of God." He said, who called him the friend of God? God did. It's wonderful for somebody to make you a good compliment and say that you're a friend of God and you love the Lord. But it's really more wonderful when God said, I know him. That's my friend. That's my friend. In your Bibles again, in the 15th chapter of the book of John, 15th chapter of the book of John, in verse 13, I'm going to wait till you get there in that verse of scripture. The young man raised up right here in Houston, grew up here, went to school here, born here, right now in West End. And I made some friends, some lifelong friends. I made some friends that were really friends. I remember one of them especially. He was a criminal. He came up pretty well-known criminal, was killed here. But I remember him coming one day when one of my boys was hurt bad about 10 years ago, and he said, I brought some money, and I've got a few $1,000, and I just want to help. And I said, I couldn't take that money. I know it's dirty. I know where you got it. He said, you've always had been a fool. He said, hugged my neck, went on down the road. But he was my friend. I never did, never made any bones about it. He was my friend. And me getting saved, I've never hurt my friendship in his. I told him many times how to be saved. One time he even threw a meeting where I was at and came forward in the service and asked God to save him and made a profession of faith down the meeting. But I want to say this, that I've had some lifelong friends, but I met a friend one time who's thicker closer than a brother. The Bible says in the 15th chapter of John, and we've been in a one-month revival meeting here. You see, I never heard of that. Well, we just closed Friday night. We went 4 straight weeks every night. Amen. Well, the Bible said in verse 13, greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Are you a friend of God this morning? Are you a friend of God? Do you want to be a friend of God this morning? You know, a lot of people talk about Jesus. A lot of people wear pins about Jesus. Some people wear bumper stickers about Jesus, and I never cared for neither one of them. You wear them, that's all right. I don't have any time with you. Well, somebody said, if you love the Lord, honk. Anybody can honk. If you love the Lord, he said, keep my commandments. He didn't say, blow your horn. Amen. He said, just, amen, amen. From a woodology. If you're my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you, henceforth I call you not servants. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I call you friends. For all things that I've heard of my Father, I've made known unto you. Now, I want you to notice something about a friend here. A friend is better than a servant. There are a lot of people here that you probably try to serve the Lord. And maybe you do serve the Lord. But there's the first thing the Bible said, there's a servant. And then the Bible said, there's a friend. And if you're a friend, he said, I will call you my brethren. There's three steps. You might read that in your Scofield notes. If you, I don't have a Scofield Bible, you might have one. Dr. Scofield calls that, and I believe. And I believe there's a lot of people who serve God. It's not really a friend of Jesus. Amen. He said, how come you're not friends? Because he don't do, they do not keep all of his commandments and do that which is pleased with him. You say, what is his commandment? That you love your neighbor as yourself. Amen? That's a commandment. Amen? All right, let's talk about this friend. The Bible says a friend loveth at all times. You said, I used to be a friend of them until they crossed me. You wasn't friends, you were just acquainted. I was just an associate you had. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, a friend, I believe with all my heart, is one who is attached to another by affection. I would say this to me, and make no bones about it. My wife and I have been married to be 34 years, I believe, this coming sometime ago. Amen. All right. But a marriage is wonderful, but everyone here who has been around a long time, you either now, after you've been married 20 years or 25 years, you've either became real close friends, or you said we're just man and wife.
Oh, it goes more than that.
People who are married and love one another, they literally become friends. They even think alike. And sometimes they think the same thing at the same time. My wife, who looked at me many times, and I'd be thinking about a restaurant that I was going to. And she said it would be good to go to that restaurant. I said, yeah,
I was just headed that way.
She said, why don't you take a left right here and let's stop and see these people? I was just fixing to take a left. I already had no blinker. Friends begin to think a lot. Amen. They're more, yeah, amen, amen, amen. That one who is attached to another by affection, there can be no friendship without confidence. And there can be no confidence without integrity. Amen. 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 You tell my brother, we've been married a long time, and I just don't have any confidence in him. That's right. You'll never be friends. You said, brother, what, their integrity is not good, but I love them. Yeah, but you'll never be friends. Do your head like this. Amen. 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 Now, confidence is one thing. All right. But in John 15, John 15. You got your Bible here. Let's look at it just a moment. I'm not a friend of Jesus. Some people seem to me like we live in a time when religion is trying to exploit God. You don't mind me saying that, do you? They say God is a courtesy card that they don't ever have to pay. I'm saying that people are exploiting God. Everybody's writing a book. They've got all the answers. Until after they moved 10 years, and it didn't work for them. I heard a preacher one time preach on, is your marriage on the rock? His wife is sued for divorce 2 days before. He was really qualified. Amen. Amen. That's just so quiet about it. We are.
I wish they did this morning. Amen.
Yeah, we're all a bunch of deadheads, man. Y'all must be wrong out that meeting, isn't it? Amen. All right. But Philippians 1, he said, I thank my God. Paul said in Philippians 1, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Why did Paul, when he got down to pray about that little church at Philippi, he had some friends in that church, and some people who had been through the fire with him, and people who would not sell out or turn back, or wouldn't let the fire down, just stood for God. And he said, we fellowship in the gospel. They'd become friends. Friends, yes, sir. They'd become friends. Close friends. Jesus had a friend like that. Let's say like that. We'll talk about him in a minute. But Jesus had a friend like that, and his name was Lazarus. They said, your friend whom thou lovest is sick. That means you got some friends you don't like. I'm not here, sir. I don't know. Just what he said. That's what I said. I didn't say that. God said that. A friend is somebody who is attached to another by faith. Now, I was not attached to God. And I knew there was a God. And I had no affection toward God. And I had no desire toward God. Until God saved me. And when God saved me and began to deal with my heart and the Spirit of God began to work on my life, then my affections began to turn to another way. The Bible does say, does it not, in the book of Colossians. You have your Bible there. Does it say in the book of Colossians in chapter 3? Is it in chapter 3 in verse 1? If you've been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. set your affection on things above and not on things of this earth. Your affections have been changed. The Bible says there, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ. With God, Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. I got to thinking about this thing of being a friend. Being a friend one to another. Man has an affection for his children, but sometimes him and them children are not friends. You have children and sometimes you're not even going to speak in terms of it, if you're like me. In other words, if they say, children have learned nowadays not to accept no. And a child who learns not to accept no, when he gets saved and grows up, he'll learn to never accept no when God says no. Many times you ask God for it, you really don't need it. You ask God for things that he gave them to you, it would hurt you tremendously. God said no because God's your friend. Abraham prayed about a lot of times and God didn't give it to him. Abraham was called a friend of God. Why was he called a friend of God? He had his affections. He said, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Why, Lazarus, whom thou lovest. Peter, lovest thou me more than thee? Peter said, Lord, you know I love thee. The Lord could have said, yeah, Peter, but on that night of crucifixion, you didn't seem to be my friend. Peter, when the crowd gathered and the cross band got high, you turned back. Write all the little books that you want to about the joy of the Lord. I'm going to tell you, some of this stuff we go through nowadays as Christians ain't much joy to it. There ain't nothing cheap about it. Christianity is not, I don't care what this world's done to Christianity. Christianity, you'll never buy it on the bargain counter down at Safeway. That's right. And God sends them by your house to make you the man or woman that God wants to make you are. And I know that you run a little some fast book and read it on how not to have any more trouble and to be rich the rest of your life. That just don't coincide with the work of God and the life of the Apostle Paul. Amen. Kick the lid off of hell, off of the jail, and look down that jail and say, Paul, how much money you got? And he said, nothing. How much food you got? And nothing. He said, the lights is on. He said, they're off. And he said, what have you got? He said, I got a friend. It's sick as hopeful. Than I said, I don't want to tell you. My heart's all wrapped up. My affections are all wrapped up. And him who died for me. My soul, isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to have a friend like this? Amen. Oh, I mean a friend like this. Then it goes a little bit further. He's one who promotes the other one's happiness. I believe a friend. I came by the other day, and I'm not tooting no horn. I just come by the other day, and I saw a guy standing out in the street, and I like to see a guy hustle. I hate the lazy bum. God knows I just can't stand you. If you're here this morning, you won't work. I don't like you. But I seen a guy stand out in the street, and he was telling roses, and so I said, now, you know, my wife is really enjoying. And I rolled down the window. I don't know who was with me. And I rolled down the window right quick and said, how much are they? And he told me something on the side. I said, give him here. I like him because he's actually trying to make an olive. And I knew somebody would like them roses. I mean, if you are a friend to somebody, you're always trying to create some happiness in their life. A friend is not always calling you and saying, well, I'm going through the worst. Oh, man, I'm not, please. Oh, have you heard those? No, please, please. You're not my friend. Oh, you said, well, I got four or five people in this church that does me that way. Write them off. Amen? They're not your friend. A friend is somebody who promotes happiness in your life. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Amen? And so I love him. You make him happy. You might be right. But it makes everything. If you ever have a friend before you see him coming, you say, you swing the door and say, come in, tell the wife, put something on, put some ice tea on. Did you ever see some other, you say, unplug the radio, unplug the TV, and put on the blinds, and don't make no noise. Here they come. Man, kids have told me, and that old woman runs her mouth all the time, and that guy's got the most of bar 20. Amen? Amen, preacher. Listen to me this morning. This Bible said you adulterers, and it doesn't know you not that the friendship of this world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. And I want you to know this morning, this world is not a friend of God. You don't promote God's happiness. Jesus stood down in Jerusalem and wept. He stood at Lazarus' tomb and wept. He laid hung on the cross and said, Father, forgive them. They never made him happy. They never made him happy. One, listen, the John said it made him happy. He said he delighted to know that his children welcome the Lord. I'll tell you one today, what makes God happy is when his children do what's pleasing in his sight. Amen, preacher. I want to say something else about this that you did. God gave Abraham a son that made him happy. Some of y'all prayed and said, Lord, give me a little boy. And it did. And you keep him out of church. God said, Abraham, I gave you that boy and made you happy. It sure did. He said, give him back to me and make me happy. He saw it. He laid him out on that altar. He said, preacher, he was really going to the extreme. How about when God did him? He's in the extreme. He's 100-something years old. God went to the extreme of some of this building. God wouldn't come out to the little end. It's if he remembers this church. I mean, God held a 30-day meeting. And some even got around to coming one night. Amen, brother. He said, y'all not talking about the past. I'm not talking about the past. I'm talking about you promoting the happiness of God. I don't care if you ever come back to me. You know what? That doesn't make me any good. I'm just a pastor here. Brother Kip, if you make up your mind you won't come back, would you please take my hand when you leave? And it, Brother Kip, if you won't come back, God bless you, may the Lord help you. Amen. But you will be back. You pull your bitch down and said, it's child abuse. My father whipped me. Mm-hmm. You got it. I tell you, you see Kay and Richard, they got married, and Kay had a baby and walked in and handed that baby boy. You know what I did? Made him happy. Made him happy. He cried, hand it back to us! He said, I'll take care of it. Made it happen. And that's friendship. He said, marriage, no! It's more than marriage. Marriage is more than marriage. I got saved, I'm married to the Lord. I want to become his friend. I've got to take another step with God. Friendship is cultivated. Some of y'all really believe that. Some of y'all friendship is one side. Huh? You just see people in the church, they always need something. Would you loan me your ring? Would you loan me your lawnmower? They bring it back, it's broke, gassed out, the office noise. Yeah, that's always me. Hey, he ain't your friend. Then buy your vote, man. Amen. One who promotes the other. The world doesn't love God. The religious system doesn't love God. Listen, this religious system hates the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You might well say amen this morning. Listen, religion cares. We can do the job. I want to ask you something. You know, I want to talk about North and South Africa. They're not a political bone in my body. I'd like to ask you a question. Who civilized South Africa? I'd like to ask you a question. Who put 100 of their family in South Africa to teach those people the Word of God and how to read and write? I'll tell you who did it. The Murray family from Scotland went over there, saved people, Andrew Murray, and all of his family, and evangelized that country, civilized that country. God got gold out of that for 300 years. He gave the card and said, why don't you give it back to him? I'll tell him just what Clemens told him when he gave that refinery to Iran. It belonged to Clemens. Clemens had $100-something million refinery over in Iran. Gave the card and said, let's give it to Iran. He said, why don't you give me a peanut farm, too? He said, I don't like you. Ain't you a Democrat? I got more sense than that. He said, then you must be a repentant.
You think I'm going to follow a movie star? You got to be out of your mind.
Man, I'm waiting on the king to get there. I'm waiting on the king to get there. Amen. I believe in a sovereign rule. And he's on his way. Amen. One who promotes reliable one's happiness. Religion don't want him. The world don't want him. And the wicked will not be his friend. Would you be a friend of Jesus? Would you be a friend of Jesus? You know, a friend is somebody who entertains the cause of respect and esteem. The reason you and someone are friends is because you respect them.